His portion is his people, March 23. Blessings promised. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness, he led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. Christ designs that heaven's order, heaven's plan of government, heaven's divine harmony, shall be represented in his church on earth. Thus in his people he is glorified. Through them the Son of Righteousness will shine in undimmed luster to the world. Christ has given to his church ample facilities, that he may receive a large revenue of glory from his redeemed, purchased possession. He has bestowed upon his people capabilities and blessings that they may represent his own sufficiency. The church, endowed with the righteousness of Christ, is his depository, in which the riches of his mercy, his grace, and his love, are to appear in full and final display. Christ looks upon his people in their purity and perfection, as the reward of his humiliation, and the supplement of his glory, Christ, the great center, from whom radiates all glory. The purpose which God seeks to accomplish through his people today is the same that he desired to accomplish through Israel. By beholding the goodness, the mercy, the justice, and the love of God revealed in the church, the world is to have a representation of his character. And when the law of God is thus exemplified in the life, even the world will recognize the superiority of those who love and fear and serve God above every other people on the earth. The Lord has his eye upon every one of his people, he has his plans concerning each. It is his purpose that those who practice his holy precepts shall be a distinguished people.